أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات يهديهم ربهم بإيمانهم، تجري من تحتهم الأنهار في جنات النعيم. دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام، وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله. دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام، وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear brothers and sisters, if you serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will absolutely guide you. This is our 18th meeting under the title, Those Who Are Longing to the Jannah. اللقاء الثامن عشر تحت عنوان المشتاقون إلى الجنة، وهذا لقاء خاص للمرأة. ماذا للمرأة في الجنة؟ This is a special session, inshallah, we'll be talking about what do women get in the Jannah. When we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'bud wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Iyaka Na'bud, Tawheed Al-Uluhiyya, Tawheed Allah fi Af'alina. Wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Talab Al-Awna min Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When you serve Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala properly, you give the guidance. And those ayat that I have recited, says those people who believe and do righteous deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them to Jannah, which is our topic. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is the way for those who are longing for the Jannah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it for us. And we said that the Jannah lies between four words. الجنة أو طريق الجنة أيها الإخوة بين أربع كلمات. Last thing we spoke about, we said Jannah is between four words, two of them negative and two of them positive action. The negative ones is shirk and ma'asi, committing shirk and doing disobedience. These are that takes you away from the Jannah. الموجبتان الإيمان والعمل الصالح. The one that takes you to Jannah is belief and righteous deed, and the righteous deed has to be sincere and according to the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is all known in the Shahada. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. لا إله إلا الله means everything is directed to Allah from our actions. And Muhammadur Rasulullah means everything we do is according to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and him alone. So your footsteps to the masjid is paving the way for you to Jannah. Your keenness to be here and to listen to the lecture or attend the lecture is paving the way for you to Jannah. Your recitation of the Quran, paving your way to the Jannah. Your care and kindness to your parents, doing the same to the Jannah. Your smile in the face of your brother, paving the way for you to Jannah. Your care for your neighbors and your da'wah to your neighbors is paving the way for you to Jannah. Your adherence to the best of manners, paving the way for you to Jannah. Your truthfulness and your mercy and your charity to the poor and needy is paving the way for you to Jannah. Your justice in your speech, your justice in your actions, your justice in your ruling is paving the way for you to Jannah. And your care and keenness to make and to eat everything halal, to work in halal source and to spend your money in halal is a way for you to Jannah. As we all know and we all said, Jannah is an expensive merchandise. It requires a big dowry. This is a Jannah. Think of it like a very beautiful woman that you want to marry. And this is it. She is the one. You would give everything that you have to gain her. And what is a beautiful woman in comparison to Jannah? Not to belittle women, because you're going to get those there anyway. They're included with the package. So this is something that, you know, it's not like by simply believing or by simply saying belief in the heart or I'm doing my 5 daily prayers. You really have to suffer. You really have to suffer in the sense of time, in the sense of health, in the sense of sacrifice. People think that, oh well, you know, the lecture like later on is going to be too late. So I'm not going to get my 8-hour sleep. Okay, get 7. Lose 1 hour sleep for the sake of Jannah. We want Jannah in the easy way. That makes it look cheap. If you don't work hard, when you go to school, you are willing to stay up until Fajr or even not sleep when you have a major exam. We are in an exam from the beginning of our birth until the time we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's an open book exam. And surprisingly, many people are going to fail. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So as you know, supposedly we are done with the topic of the Jannah, because we have said everything that we need to know. But because of our sisters, the daughters of our mother Hawa, they insisted that they wanted something like what we want. As if everything that I was mentioning in the Jannah, or I was quoting from the Quran and the Sunnah, is only for men. When we talk about castles, when we talk about gold and silver and homes and reclining and rivers and trees and food and all of those things, it's like this is not good enough. Simply of why? Because we have a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Hur. And jealousy is to the max. So women insisted that they wanted to know what we get in the Jannah. So inshallah we'll say Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. We'll do that. But indeed, as I told you before, women are strange creatures. Anyone disagrees? Alhamdulillah. No. We said they are simple but yet complex. They are weak yet powerful. And they are confusing yet desirable. Can't live with them, can't live without them. But guess what? For Jannah, I live with anything. This is how, I mean, but of course you probably hear it in a negative way. When we talk and get into the topic, inshallah, you would know who really women are. Women are explained by an engineer. Now last time I told you something about an accountant. He has nothing to do. It looks like his wife took every penny he has, So he figured out how much his wife is costing him over 5 years. 60,000 dinar, approximately $90,000, costing him for the time of 5 years living with her. Calculated, each day she's costing him 15,000 or 1,500 dinar. This is a little bit different. This is an engineer, high-tech information. He's saying to find a woman, you need two things. You need time and money. Anyone disagrees? You're cool, right? Okay. So women equal time times money, right? So far, so good. And as we all Americans here, anyone with no green card? Everyone is American. You can vote. That's all we care about. So we all agree that time in America is money, right? So women equal money times money, right? So women equal money squared. But money, as you all know, is the root of all problems, right? If you have it, you have a problem. If you don't have it, you have a problem. So let's substitute money equal the square root of problems, right? Because it's the root of the problems. Now let's go back to women equal money square, substitute that. So you end up with women equal the square root of problems all squared. Break, release those squares and square roots, you end up with women equal problems. If you solve this, you get A plus. But brothers, I know this is supposed to be a positive thing for women, right? But you know, always we are used to attack before we compliment. But listen to this. With all of this, let us imagine life without women. And you be the judge. Number one, spooky silence, total silence in the malls. Economic recession. No traffic in the streets. Telecommunication companies going bankrupt. Car dealers falling apart. Shaitan even files for bankruptcy. And the other one, his kids are filing for unemployment. No little brats problems. You know what little brats? Niños. Blood pressure medicine is no longer needed. You don't need blood pressure medicine. And this is the best of all. All men will enter the Jannah. Mashallah. We want the Jannah, right? But see, brothers, تبقى المرأة راية. Women stay fabulous, the best. But you know why? Because we are the essence. They came from us, remember? So they're a part of us. If you praise them, you praise yourself. If you put them down, you put down yourself. Do you know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hawa from Adam while he was asleep? Before we get into that, women, regardless of what they become, they still women, in the sense that they have their emotions and they have their feminist need. They have the emotions for being mothers. The woman is a woman, even if she acts like a man, even if she plays basketball, even if she rides a motorcycle, even if she swims in the high waves of the sea, whether she drives a car or an aeroplane, she remains a woman. This is the fitrah. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created her. Many callers call for women to behave like men, to go outside and do all of those things that men do, or specialty for men, so they can participate with things outside and leave their home. We are surprised sometimes from the hijab that women wear. Think about it. A woman participating in a swimming competition with hijab.
Please
turn
the mic on.
A woman participating in swimming with hijab. And some women are playing basketball with hijab. And some women, can you imagine just seeing a woman jogging? Well, you're going to say, what's wrong with that, brother? I don't know, do you have anybody in Germany do that? No? Now, some people think that hijab is just simply covering the hair. Just to cover the hair and the rest of it, you know, just do whatever. This is not. Look what we see, that women are worse condition. They are in a worse condition than the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the time of the pagans. Before, they used to bury women alive. Nowadays, women bury themselves alive. Not someone else is doing that, just to compete with men, because this is what they call for and this is what they are trying to do. Dr. John Kistler, one of the psychologists here in Chicago, he said 90% from American women and 40% from men suffering from sexual problems. And all of that is because of what? Because of pornography, because of all the things that you see that exploiting women and the beauty of women for the purpose of merchandise and selling their merchandise and benefiting, basically using the body of a woman when she is young and dumping her when she is old. All of that, when you see all of those prevalent everywhere, it leads to, what is marriage? What's the beauty of marriage? When you see everything in the street, and you see everything at home, and you see everything, when it comes, there's no privacy, there's no goodness in it. And that is the reason why all of that happened. Also, Dr. Rogers Sipri, the Nobel Prize winner, he declared that there is a major difference between the brain of a woman and the brain of the man. And what did he do? He did an experiment in reactions to see the reaction of men and women and to see the difference in between those. He is a neurologist, and he made that to see how the brain of a man behaves and the brain of a woman behaved. And he made a research on that, and this is the result. He found that men generally, they use the left side of their brain, but women use both sides for the same problem posed to be understood by men and women. Men use the left side and women use both sides, which means half of the man's brain is used and the woman has to use her full brain to comprehend the same thing that man comprehends. Scientific fact. What do you conclude from that? probably something negative. We are smarter, right? Anyone disagrees? Alhamdulillah. Boy, this is a unanimous decision. We'll get to that. Sisters, don't worry, inshallah. The goodness is on the way. Let's go back to our topic. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, he was the first man to be created. And he was living in the Jannah. He was living there, and then after a while, he felt lonely. Adam alayhi salam felt lonely. When he went to sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hawa from his rib. Do you think why? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that when he was asleep? They say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that from Adam when he was asleep because men, when they are asleep, different than when he is awake. Men, if they feel pain from something, they tend to hate that thing. So the opposite of women. The woman is created that when she delivers a baby, for instance, she sees heaven from the pain. But you find her hugging the baby as if she never had any pain. She's willing to die to deliver the baby with all that pain. I don't think men would do that. So here, it is not the same with women. Women, when they are in pain, their emotion and their sympathy increases. Men is the opposite. When they are in pain, it decreases. Get away from me, I have a headache. Where you see a mother might have a headache and still working and cooking and doing and taking care of the children, waking up at night and doing all of those things, different than men. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hawa from Adam when he was asleep, so he will not hate her. Because if he was alive, we already blame women for almost everything. Can you imagine if you feel the pain of the creation of the woman? You said, yeah, I went through heaven for you to see you or to get out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something good. And he created her subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rib, the bent rib. Many people say it crooked. And many people take that offensive. Crooked or bent, it's all the same. Because when you talk about crooked, this is the exact definition of the hadith. Dhulal a'waj. A'waj means crooked, but it means bent. People normally take it crooked with something evil, something bad. This is not what it is meant. But guess what? If women are created from our rib, so when you get angry at women, you know what you should do? You should beat up yourself. Beat up your rib, start punching yourself. Because that's where she came from you. You're the cause of that. So let's go back to that rule. Women equal problem. Women came from you, so you are the real problem. Sayyid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created her from the rib. And the rib is bent. This particular rib protects the heart. If this rib is not there, any small strike in the heart will cause hemorrhage for the person and die. And it is bent, so it will protect the heart even from the back. This is the real, or these are real facts about that special thing. So this rib protects the heart, and from that women came. Because they are protectors of the hearts, and they are the one who is going to work and specialize in the heart after they are after they become mothers. So a woman in either case, she's either a very faithful wife, or a very compassionate mother, or a very kind sister. So either way you look at women, they're either your wives, or they're your mothers, or your sisters. Where are you going to run? Where are you going to run away from women? They are everything, literally. We stepped outside the topic here. Let's go back to Hawa. Hawa, which is all women, the daughters of Hawa, should be proud of themselves that they are created from that bent twig. Why is that? Because if you want to repair it, as the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, you will break it. And if you leave it, it stays as is. But when Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said that, the bent part or the crookedness that we're talking about, it is equal the sympathy, the compassion, the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in women. So if we go back to that brain, we use half of our brain and we use the full brain, because they have so much love and mercy and sympathy in them that we don't have. They have to reserve that for that part. They have to reserve that in their brain to use that, and that's why they have to use double to understand the matters and the issues that men are. And that's why many of the positions that women cannot hold in Islam, based on that, because of the emotions that they have, would make them sometimes may deviate away from being just based on the emotion. They feel sorry for the person. And this is natural. If you see a woman with her son, with her child, the same way, they do that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of them, and this crookedness that we always talk about, this is something that we should praise them for and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. So if we men, the children of Adam alayhi salam, if we make fun of the emotions of women, she is created like that, she is beautiful like that, we need them as they are like that. The greatness of the woman is in that, so let's not play with their emotions. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them like that, and we want them like that. So all of you daughters of Hawa, do not be bothered when you hear men referring to those ahadith and misunderstanding them, because you are the total love in this world. And the same person without love is a crazy person. The sound person here without love is a crazy person. So all the goodness in men, it's for you and because of you. Now that I have put your spirit a little bit up, let's balance that, because we don't want arrogance. You know, there was a man had a fight with his wife, and you know when you have a fight you go off board sometimes and you use things that is not appropriate. So he was angry at his wife and he told her, "Woman, I don't know how you can be so stupid and so beautiful at the same time." Now remember, they use two parts of the brain, and at this moment I guarantee you that his wife is using four brains. So immediately she told him, "That's easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me so beautiful, so you would be attracted to me. And he made me so stupid, so I'll be attracted to you." Snappy answer for stupid questions. So the great emotions of women, this whole world needs it. So the woman should not despair. You are very valuable. You're about to be the whole community. In fact, you are the half of the community that, or half of the community that brings the other half. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create Adam alayhi salam but to inhabit earth and to serve him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he created Hawa so she can come up with this inhabitants so this service can be established to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is sufficient honor for the woman to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger made her special three times over the father. أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَحَقْ بِصُحْبَةِ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ قَالَ أُمُّ قَالَ ثُمَّ مَنْ قَالَ أُمُّ قَالَ ثُمَّ مَنْ قَالَ أُمُّ قَالَ ثُمَّ مَنْ قَالَ أُمُّ. Three times. Be kind to your mother. Be friendly to your mother. Be nice to your mother. Three times. In this life, and one time to your father. If this is not enough for women to have a great status and to know who they are in this society, I don't know exactly what are we going to talk about. Brothers and sisters, أحوال النساء في الجنة. When we talk about women in the Jannah, we have principles. We have to set some principles and some guidelines before we dig deep into the subject to know exactly what we need. Number one, do not forget the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qudsi Hadith. أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِي مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشْرٍ. Women have to bear that in mind. These are principles that you have to refer to all throughout the topic when we talk about what women get in this world, in the Jannah. We have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have prepared for my servants, men and women, where no eyes ever seen, no ear ever heard of, and it never occurred in the heart or in the heart of anyone. Recite if you like. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ, the most pleasing, pleasurable thing to the heart. No one knows what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing for them. This is all the beauty of the surprises that you will get in the Jannah. That is for men and women. Al-akhawat yukammilna nisfa al-rajul. Women perfect half of men. Yani if men are to be so wonderful, without a woman, they can reach up to 50% perfection. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, قال إِذَا تَزَوَّجَ الْعَبْدُ فَقَدِ اسْتَكْمَلَ نِصْفَ الدِّينِ فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهِ فِي مَا بَقِي. When you get married, when the servant gets married, for the sake of chastity, for the sake of protecting himself, for the sake of inhabiting earth, for the sake of having children to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he had perfected half of his deen through that marriage. So be steadfast and be careful for the second half to do good in it, which is the obligations and everything that you do in this world. So I would say Allahu Akbar for the sisters. Oh, you're used to takbir, right? Takbir! That's one takbir for the sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He said in the dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا, Ibn Abbas and other Mufassirin قالوا الْحَسَنَا هِيَ الزَّوْجَ الصَّالِحَ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made dua, O Allah, grant us in this world حَسَنَا, good deed, and in the hereafter good deed, Ibn Abbas and other scholars said, the hasana in this world is the righteous wife. That requires what? Allahu Akbar. That's another takbir for the sisters. Brothers, honestly, what good is life if your wife is not good with you? Picture yourself living in dispute and in hatred and in animosity in the house, sleeping with someone you don't really love or you don't care for, going to the house there, going out with something like that. You could have the money, you could have the status, everything. If your relationship with your wife at home is not good, you are total miserable. So women are a great hasana in this world, and when we talk about women, we are referring to righteous women, and that is why we are commanded to search for them. So جمال الرجل خارق يوم القيامة كذلك. يعني نسوان الله يسامحهم مستهينين فينا. Women, يعني they look so down at men in general. You know, men are so ugly. Yet when you talk about Elvis Presley or Michael Jackson or all of those, you know, I don't want to say. What is beauty? Allah Subhanahu wa Taala's Messenger يقول. إن أول زمرة يدخلون الجنة على صورة القمر ليلة البدر. When your man, your husband, in the Jannah, looking like the moon, full moon, shiny moon. What kind of beauty is this? And how wonderful that man is. What kind of a man? Women have desire like men do when it comes to handsome man and or beautiful woman. What is a handsome man here in this world? Think of that when men looking so awesome. We're wonderful, right, brother? We're not wonderful simply because we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making, just like He subhanahu wa ta'ala, going to make you. We'll talk about it now. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the hoor so beautiful, He makes us also so handsome for women. So this is another principle that you need to have, is men are extremely gorgeous. But you know what? We have good news too. They have no beards over there. You think any woman would go, oh. Yes or no? Yes, there will be some, oh. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Subhanalladhi zayyana ar-rijala bil-liha. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who made men beautiful with beards. No offense for anybody. This is for women. So, the day of judgment, you have no beards, actually no hair, period. Did you say that? For the beard, you did not say anything, and for the other hair, you said, oh. يدخل أهل الجنة جردا مردا أو جردا مردا. No hair on the body and no hair on the face. So if, but this is different. Even with that, even for someone who likes hair, at that time it will be perfection, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. Here in this world, the hair on the face for a righteous woman will become perfection if she married the man for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to do something, even if you don't like it, once you know it is a command from Allah, it becomes love to you. And you will train yourself to like it. This is like Qiyam al-Layl. It's so difficult and so hard. The more you do it, the more you do it because you believe in it, it becomes something you like. And the same thing with any obedience. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to have the beard, if the woman really loves that man for that, the beard would become a source of beauty. The day of judgment is a different story. So a woman who likes to wear the hijab, think she'll have hijab the day of judgment? Any hijab the day of judgment? Not that I know of. That's another good news for the sisters. No hijab over there. Naam? Hopefully. Brother is wondering if women will have hair. I don't know what kind of hair you're talking about. Of course. Naam? Brother, a woman without hair is like a tire without air. No goodness. Hijab, yeah, truly covers the hair, because the hair for a woman is an extreme source of beauty, but it's not the only thing. See, that's why women, they cover their hair and they think that's it. Yeah, you did a good job for one part of your body, but the rest of the part have to be also taken into consideration. The fifth principle, which is the last one, know that no hasad, la hasad fi al-jannah, wala hiqd wala ghira. Why women, to start with, asked me for this or requested this topic? I guarantee you 100% jealousy. Because the only thing that comes to their mind is hur for men, what do we get? We'll get to that in details. Because everything else you got the same. Now remember, sisters, that in Jannah, you don't have that jealousy. You're not going to care. No anger, no spiteness, no jealousy, none of those things, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ إِخْوَانِ. No spiteness there, all brothers and all sisters. لَخْتِلَافَ بَيْنَهُمْ. No differences in between them, in the sense of hatred, in the sense of anger, the sense of envy, all of them one heart. It's like seeing a duplicate of yourself. You're not going to disagree with yourself, even though some people I know they do. But not in Jannah, inshallah, you will not have that. Time is, we got 1 minute, inshallah. I'm going to read a couple of questions for you. This is, will kick off, inshallah, next time, to dig deep into the subject, referring to some women. And you think that sisters requested that. Nicely, you just ask, what do women have in Jannah? Listen to this sister. Taqul, I am a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His book. And I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I ask Him to strengthen my heart day after day. My question is, in the Quran, always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the rewards in the hereafter, time after time, for men and for the Hur al-Ayn. And people say that in Islam, or Islam is chauvinist when it comes to men. So why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention the rewards for women? You know, this comes to the same thing that we all know. Who said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention any rewards for women? What is the only thing that is not there? Okay. Something equivalent to that. Second question. عندما أقرأ القرآن, when I recite the Quran, I see in many of the ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the good news and the glad tidings for His righteous servants from men to have the Hur al-Ayn, so immaculately beautiful. And is there something for women? This is in Arabic it sounds harsh. فَهَلِ الْمَرْأَةِ لَيْسَ لَهَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ بَدِيلٌ عَنْ زَوْجِهَا. Do women have an alternative to their husband? You know, you can tell she's not leading a good life. كَمَا أَنَّ الْخِطَابْ عَنْ نَعِيمِ الْجَنَّةِ. All the talk is about the bliss of the Jannah, directed to men, believing men. Do believing women get less in Jannah than believing men? Guide me to that. So we have issues. We wanted to see if women can get an alternative to their husband. We wanted to see if this is a true claim that all and everything directed to men and not to women. We wanted to see that what do believing women get, or are they less than men or equal to men or more than men? And is the religion a chauvinist religion, meaning concentrates on men and ignores women? All of that, inshallah, we will get into next time we meet under the title مَاذَا لِلْمَرْأَى فِي الْجَنَّةِ. What does or what do our beloved sisters get in the Jannah. This will be inshallah next time we meet. Now I want you, after all those great information, that I want you to concentrate on the prayer. This is an eclipse. This is a scary night. This is a night where Prophet Muhammad ﷺ rushes to the prayer. It is not, as I told you before, it is not just a simple eclipse is going to happen and it's going to go away. It may not go away. It's a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to show you His signs and His power, and He wants to scare you. He wants you to go back to Him, and that's why Prophet Muhammad ﷺ rushes to prayer. كَانَ إِذَا حَزَمَهُ أَمْرٌ هَرَعَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. When things get tough and gets hard and scary, he rushes to the prayer, because that is an immediate connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshaAllah, brothers, we want to pray 2 rak'ah inshaAllah for the eclipse, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the eclipse. And those 2 rak'ah, as I mentioned, each rak'ah will have 2 rak'ah in it. The sunnah is to make them long. I will not, inshallah, make them too long. Can average 10 to 15 minutes. I request every one of you, inshallah, to stay behind. And we say, As-salah jami'ah. As-salah jami'ah, congregation, for the prayer, inshallah. Let's start the prayer and we'll continue our topic next time. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Fadhal.